Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Regarding Russell's availability, I'm going to list him as questionable. And so obviously if his availability is questionable, then starting is less so. But we've been in that mindset all week, man. Like I've said, we've been focused on getting Justin ready to play, and we'll continue in that mindset as we push forward toward game time.
All right, so thank you for finding us. Man, we have got a lot to talk about. This is one of the best days we have to do this show. So much to look forward to, and it will include Justin Fields at quarterback, because you just heard Mike Tomlin. That pretty much just happened. He was requested by Steelers media like Mark Cabali and Jeff after practice. That doesn't usually happen on Fridays because they want clarity on the quarterback. Tomlin saying that Russ could be available just as someone that could go into the football game, not start the game. He said less so for that. Less than questionable is doubtful, which means that the thing he said on Tuesday holds true. It will be Justin Fields on Sunday. And if you look at some of the reporting around it, including what Jerry Dulac put out there today, it looks like we could have Justin Fields for more than just one game. So that is one of the things we will talk about here. It's not the only thing that we want to get your thoughts on, because I don't want to give short shrift to anything else that's going on both with the Steelers and the college football game tomorrow. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to look at my man Seth Lundy in there, filling in for Donnie, who you just heard on with the... Well, actually, not the midday guys, because he was the midday guy today. 412-928-9370. So you can release the hounds now. And I'm going to say whatever you want on these topics. The backyard brawl tomorrow. Justin Fields going in to start the game on Sunday and how that makes you feel. And the other thing we'll get to here is what Fittipaldo told us yesterday and what Dan Moore and Tomlin seem to allude to just a few minutes ago, Fautanu in and Broderick Jones out for this game on Sunday. So Broderick Jones has been benched in favor of Dan Moore and a rookie for this game against the Broncos, which does not sit well with me. Is that the biggest thing for you, Chris? Is it the offensive line? Is it the quarterback? Or is it the college game tomorrow?
The biggest thing for me is my little adapter that makes my headphones go into the bigger port here broke before the show, and so now I'm going to have sound going in or out.
Yes, 2 days in a row where you're complaining about what you're hearing to start.
Well, at least I can actually hear today after yesterday's eardrum explosion. No, the Jones thing is not. I'm not going to let you bring down my Friday mood. I snuck out. I got out. Played 18 holes this morning, was done by 9:40. I'm in a good mood.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you very much. I shot 84.
How did you get that? Did you request a tee time weeks in advance?
Yes, I did, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, good job of being proactive on something.
Very
like that.
Well, you have to roll the dice on the weather, things like that.
Okay. Didn't call in any special favors?
I did not, no.
Way to play it by the book, Malzy.
That's what they call me. I'm like Sergeant Joe Friday. Isn't he always by the book, just the facts? Anyway, I'm not going to let you piss me off by asking whether or not Broderick Jones getting benched is the biggest story. The biggest story still is the quarterback situation here. It's the position that drives the bus in the NFL. It always drives the conversation. This morning on all the football shows, is Tua Tagovailoa's career over after another just very scary play that kind of in an odd twist involves DeMar Hamlin on the other end of it.
Yeah, I thought about that.
The guy who was involved in the single scariest thing most of us have ever seen on an NFL field or a college field. I think Fields being the guy is still the story. I don't know, when you hear Mike say he's questionable, but that means starting is less so, that means he's not going to start.
He's a break glass in case of emergency player.
He's probably the third quarterback for them.
That's right.
And so that's what I've been saying all along. I do think every passing week that goes by where Justin Fields is the starter is another week where Justin Fields has a chance not to like impress me, not to impress Seth Lundy, not to impress you, not to impress Donnie, to impress Mike Tomlin, which is all that actually matters here. It's another 60 minutes where Justin Fields has a chance to make his head coach believe more and more that he should just have the job as his. As much as I want to tell you that Broderick Jones being jerked around by this team and now being put to the bench because they want to see Dan Moore suck before they actually put Broderick Jones in at left tackle.
You are allowing yourself to get worked up by that.
I know.
You said you weren't.
Well, okay. And now it just shows it's passion. It's a football Friday. I'm very passionate about all this. I'm not, you know, like as much as I would tell you that that is like my personal big story, the fact that Justin Fields is getting another chance to show to Mike Tomlin, I'm your guy, is the A1 thing happening here. It is. And Mike Tomlin, this is the other thing. Mike Tomlin very clearly has a different standard of what is good enough to see from Justin Fields. It's got to be a win, but he has, I would argue, different and probably lower objective standards than you and I do for like what is a great Justin Fields game or what is an acceptable
or
whatever.
Lower than you.
But I even think, like, you would probably, in a perfect world, you would want to see Justin Fields maybe a little bit, take a little bit more of a step forward as a passer.
Yes.
Use the whole field.
Yes.
Mike doesn't care. Hey, Justin, are you generally completing passes at a high rate? What's 17 to 23? Something like 70%?
Yeah, he was good from that perspective against Atlanta.
Are you completing passes at a high rate? That's what that Kurt Benkert guy said. He said, I see a lot of green on that passing chart. I'll defend the guy. Are you making a couple of crucial plays that allow us to dominate time of possession? Also, yes. Both in the air, and also especially with his legs. I think if Mike Tomlin keeps seeing that, and then they keep winning football games, suddenly Russ Wilson isn't going to get rushed back into the lineup whether he wants to be or not.
Well, it's a meritocracy. And Mike showed that last year, that draft status did not matter. Kenny Pickett was a first-round pick. Screw that. We need to win games or we're not going to make the playoffs. The guy that I've benched and the guy that I've embarrassed in the past and played a guy named Duck over him, I'm going to go with him because he played better the last couple of games, and I'm not going to shy away from hoping that it happens again, that lightning strikes multiple times. And who cares about the pedigree or what I said in the past? So there's already an established precedent here for how he might handle it. I know it was later in the year, and this is earlier, but still, I think that's a point that needs to be raised in all this. He also has a history of promising people things, and then once the season starts, going back on his promises. Whether that's Melvin Ingram or LeGarrette Blount or James Harrison, he's done that, and maybe he's ruined a relationship with a player or players, but overall that doesn't seem to affect Mike Tomlin's standing with the NFL players collectively because he still gets voted the guy that most people want to play for. So it's not like it's a career ender for him or career changer. He seems to bounce back from that just fine. Now, Russell Wilson would be the highest profile person who he was maybe a little bit disingenuous to. But what you say in March, I don't think should be held against you in September. Especially when you did say publicly that Russ had the pole position, at no point said during training camp and preseason that he absolutely was going to be the starter. So I do think Justin Fields has been presented with something that is ripe for the picking for him. Play well against Denver. Start against L.A., probably because Russ is still not 100%. Play well against L.A., probably start against Indy. You keep playing well. You keep playing. And if you play well enough, maybe if you have a bad game sprinkled in there, it's not enough to cost you your job. I don't have a problem with that. We said ideally Russell Wilson would have been the starter because we were both curious and interested in seeing what he had left to offer. Mm-hmm. But now that he's not healthy, I'm not going to turn to him just because he's got a Super Bowl ring on his finger and a Hall of Fame resume. Fields keeps winning. Fields keeps playing solid. He's 24 years old. I give him a chance to keep his
Fields
job.
Fields, the ultimate here is this, for in a good way for them. Fields continues to not put the ball in harm's way, to make smart decisions, to occasionally, I guess, do like discretion's the better part of valor here. I'm just going to take like what's given to me, and if I have to punt it away, so be it. But while doing that, also gets better at just taking shots downfield and being a little bit more situationally aggressive. That's their sweet spot. And if he starts doing that, even as a guy who said Russ is more accurate, is, despite his own limitations, a clearly just better thrower of the football and a good deep ball thrower, I would have to say, like, if that happens through four games and it's obvious he's gotten better each time, even if it's in, like, increments, Pony, even as a Russ guy before the season started, I'd be like, you can't go back to him. You probably can't even go back to him if he's 3-1 during that stretch, not just 4-0. As long as he's two games above 500 through four games, it's got to be his job.
Now, let me give you something on the backyard brawl, because I talked to someone who used to coach at Pitt yesterday after the show. They texted me and they took exception with one part of our conversation.
Okay.
Now, we discussed yesterday what's a bigger rivalry, Pitt-Penn State or Pitt-West Virginia, and all of us agreed that it was Pitt-Penn State because of how much Pitt hates Penn State. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the genesis of that hate stems from the fact that Pitt fans feel like Penn State looks down on Pitt. Mm-hmm. Penn State looks at Pitt as a teensy-weensy little brother.
Akron.
They're just Akron. A snot-nosed little brother who is annoying as hell.
Donnie described it today on filling in for Joe as Penn State is holding Pitt at arm's length by the forehead while Pitt swings wildly at air.
So how about this? This is from a person who used to coach at Pitt. He said, I heard you guys talk about this. Pony, we're hypocrites. He said, we're hypocrites. He said, the same exact thing we accuse Penn State fans of doing to us, we do to West Virginia.
Yeah, probably true.
We look down on them. So who are we to stand up here and say, F Penn State, because they don't look at this as a true rivalry where we're not on equal footing with them, and that causes us to hate them so much. Where do we get off looking down on West Virginia? And this is from a former coach who said this. Where do we get off looking down on them when we play them and it's either pretty much even Steven or they're better than us? The collective rivalry pit has the advantage, but that's taking into account games that were played in 1920s and 1930s. Over the last 30 years, it's more of a West Virginia slanted rivalry.
Well, I don't think I look down. I hear Pitt fans say, like, West Virginia, they'll let anybody in there. They have low academic standards, which who cares for a football game? Although I guess Penn State kind of does that with Pitt. I want to be clear. I don't feel like I look down on West Virginia. In fact, most of the time I acknowledge that they are a better program. I mean, the most iconic game in the last, 30 years between the two is iconic because Pitt was a 4-touchdown dog and pulled off a massive, seismic direction of West Virginia's whole program changing upset.
Yes.
I am aware that West Virginia is a better program. West Virginia, actually, I think, is the team of all of these three teams that has had the most realistic shot at winning it all in the last 20 years.
So you are saying you yourself are not a hypocrite, that you do
I'm not
pay?
A hypocrite. I pay West Virginia the respect that they deserve because they are a better program than Pitt
and
in
do you
balance.
Feel like, do you feel like this accusation from a coach is fair, or do you feel like your Pitt brethren do look at West Virginia
as an equal rival? Pitt fans, I think, do to a degree look down on West Virginia, which means the original sin here is Penn State's. Because Pitt is now just doing to somebody else what was done to them, which is why Pitt and West Virginia should gang up every year, combine teams, and play Penn State and bludgeon them.
All right, 412-928-9370 to react to that. Are Pitt fans guilty of a double standard? Are they hypocrites for this backyard brawl rivalry? They accuse Penn State of looking down on them. Do Pitt fans look down on West Virginia? Is that right? 412-928-9370. How you feel about Justin Fields? Is it now his job to lose? 412-928-9370. We will come back with your calls. We are here until the leadoff show at 5:45. Massive show. Bryant McFadden, Mark Cabali for an hour. My new podcast partner, Patrick Peterson, who has takes on the quarterback game. And also, Remember a Guy. The Remember a Guy segment is back later on in the show. First, a headline.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.